This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An irate customer stabs a store attendant. PSV operators want government to legislate a mandatory cashless system across the sector. Government to build residential facilities for elderly people across Barbados. A businessman complains that cargo clearance delays are driving up costs for companies and consumers. And Hamas suspends hostage releases as Israel places military on highest alert. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. An employee of a St. Michael's store has been stabbed in the mouth by an irate customer who is now being sought by police. The incident happened about a quarter past noon at the J.E. General store at Blackrock Main Road, St. Michael. Starcom Network News understands that the injured store worker is a 25-year-old female St. James resident. According to sources, the woman was working in the store along with a close relative when the assailant entered and asked about items which one of the women went to the rear of the store to obtain. When she returned to the front, the assailant was not satisfied and a quarrel ensued between the assailant and the store employee, resulting in the employee being stabbed in the mouth by the enraged customer who then exited the store. The incident was captured on surveillance video, which has been making rounds on social media. The injured woman was taken to the Brantford Tate Polyclinic for medical treatment. Public service vehicle operators want government to legislate a mandatory cashless system for both public and private-owned vehicles across the sector. Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, believes such a move is long overdue and is much needed given the growing security concerns. Mr. Nana tells Starcom Network News that the minibus and route taxi owners will shortly commence their own trial run of a cashless system with a local technology provider. They believe government is taking too long to roll out such a plan, so they're going ahead on their own.
That is not coming, so we're going to have a trial run on some routes with it to see how it progresses. We're in negotiation with a couple of providers now. That should probably come to fruition within another couple of weeks. Hopefully within a month or two, we should be rolling out a trial run on that. But we would really, really like that. It is legislated by government so that there will be no cash on any PSVs. And that would be a great assistance in this, the crime issues that we're having.
Mr. Nana says about 10 buses will be used for the trial run across various routes, and this may help create a model for a more widely adopted cashless system.
Most routes across Barbados, about probably 8-10 vehicles on each, 8-10 vehicles. It's not going to be all vehicles, but we'll trial it on some vehicles across the route. The sticking point right now is the device. We're trying to get that sort of device that actually does the cashless. So I think the price that is a bit high on that, right? So we're trying to get that sorted out. We're going to try run within a month or two. We'll start the trial run. The government is telling us once we're successful with that, then they will look to implement it. They will think about that.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana. Government is moving ahead with plans to build residential facilities for elderly persons across the country. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey says all the legislative work in the social sector has been completed and this year will focus on expanding services. Mr. Humphrey revealed that funds approved by the Prime Minister will be used to begin construction of a residential facility at Stirling, with plans to eventually have similar facilities in every parish.
And I think we would have done all of the legislative work in the social sector. A lot of it was outstanding for decades. So we would have brought that to the fore. I think this year now is about building out. So the Prime Minister would have approved some funds last year for us to be able to build out residences for older persons at Stirling. So you're going to see that work start very soon, where we're going to build residential facilities in Stirling. The plan is to be able to build residential facilities in every parish. So as to allow older persons, when they get to a certain age, if they have no accommodation, to go there. But our bigger plan, of course, is to make sure that the elderly stay at home in what we call age in place, to make sure that we take care of them. So my plan is to build out now. We've done the legislation, we've done the policy, now it's about implementing and to be able to say that we've put the facilities in place that regrettably do not currently exist.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Businessman Henry Jordan says inefficiencies at the Bridgetown port are driving up costs for businesses and ultimately consumers. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks program, Mr. Jordan highlighted the impact of congestion at the port, which leads to increased charges such as demurrage fees. He says these inefficiencies across the system means that Barbadians are ultimately footing the bill.
And the person said, we're trying to get the demurrage waived, and the demurrage daily was $6,000. So when you put that into a cost of a 20 or 40 foot container and you spread it, it immediately lands at a higher landed cost at the business's property. They're not changing their markup. If they have a markup of 25 or 30%, it compounds on all of these charges. And the retail people and the citizens of this country foot the bill for the inefficiency of the system. Now, the system is not only the Port Authority. You have Asecura, which is the electronic system for customs. You have issues with customs.
He also pointed to challenges with customs procedures and electronic systems, noting that after-hours charges for customs clearance further added to expenses.
When I ran Tropical Shipping and we worked on Monday night and McBride was refilling their LPG tanks at the property, and the vessel started working at 4 p.m. and then the vessel would finish at 2 in the morning. A trucker was on standby to take that product out the port, get it defilled, return to the port. Now, you have to pay at the gate for customs to be present and other people at the gate after 4 p.m. So all of these things go into the cost of the products. And the public doesn't know, because it's a bit of a complicated world unless you've worked in it and lived in it for a long period of time.
Businessman Henry Jordan. Pastor and entertainer John Yard has expressed disappointment over the timing of dancehall artist Vybz Kartel's upcoming event in Barbados. Mr. Yard said while Kartel has been known for his controversial lyrics and actions for years, his main concern is a lack of reverence for Christian traditions. He noted that the event's scheduling serves as a reminder that Barbados is no longer a Christian nation, as values once strongly upheld are now being disregarded.
Vybz Kartel has been around for a very, very long time, saying the things he's been saying, doing the things he's been doing. I think it kind of hypocritical. Now that he's coming to Barbados, there's a huge uproar. He's been doing this for quite some time. What I am a bit disappointed with, though, is not Vybz Kartel coming, but the observation of the date. While Jesus died, resurrected, ascended to heaven, there's a thought in my mind that what I feel more so concerned about is I feel like we're seeing how less and less we have reverence. I think this is a reminder that this is not a Christian nation. Yeah. I think this is a reminder for the evidence of the values that were once held no longer stand.
Pastor John Yard. The issue of climate change and efforts to strengthen private sector institutions will be high on the agenda when the Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank meet for the 55th annual meeting in Brazil in June. Speaking during the launch of the CDB's annual meeting at the Hilton, CDB President Daniel Best said there will be frank discussions on the private sector's involvement in providing sustainable growth for the Caribbean.
The agenda includes addressing the climate crisis from the scale of the financing needs to the urgency of building resilient communities. We will have honest conversations, not merely private sector engagement, but the role of the private sector in delivering regional development outcomes and what we in the multilateral community must do to create an ecosystem that fosters a robust, competitive private sector.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best. And finally, Hamas says it's delaying the release of Israeli hostages after further notice, accusing Israel of breaching the Gaza ceasefire agreement. Hamas says violations include delaying the return of displaced persons to northern Gaza, targeting them with shelling and gunfire in various areas of the strip, and failing to allow the entry of humanitarian aid in all its agreed-upon forms. Israel calls the decision a complete violation of the ceasefire deal, which which began last month, and says the Israeli military is preparing at the highest level of alert for any possible scenario in Gaza. In total, 17 Israeli hostages were still due to be released in the first phase of the ceasefire, 8 of whom Israel says are dead. The next release was due on Saturday. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners have been freed by Israel in exchange for the hostages released so far. Recapping the headlines. An irate customer stabs a store attendant. ESV operators want government to legislate mandatory cashless systems across the sector. Government to build residential facilities for elderly people across Barbados. A businessman complains that cargo clearance delays are driving up costs for companies and consumers. And Hamas suspends hostage releases as Israel places the military on highest alert. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.